From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The latest numbers on unemployment in the U.S. are due out this morning. Steve Beckner with Market News International reports the nation's jobless rate for October is expected to hold steady for a third consecutive month at 9.6%.
There have been a few encouraging signs on the jobs front lately. Surveys of corporate purchasing managers show a faster pace of hiring in both manufacturing and non-manufacturing industries in October. Other findings have also been positive. The business service firm ADP reports gains in private employment this past month, for instance. But first-time jobless claims, after falling two straight weeks, are back up more than expected to 457,000. So analysts are not looking for much improvement in the labor market picture in this morning's report from the Labor Department. The median forecast of Wall Street economists is for a modest 60,000 rise in non-farm payrolls. The unemployment rate is expected to stay at 9.6%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Tomas is now a hurricane in the Caribbean. The storm got stronger this morning, with top sustained winds now at nearly 80 miles per hour as it approaches Haiti. The National Hurricane Center says additional strengthening is expected later today. The BBC's Laura Trevelyan is in Port-au-Prince, where they're bracing for the worst.
Heavy rain has been falling steadily as Tomas approaches Haiti. The fear is that the persistent rainfall could cause mudslides and flooding. Haiti's hillsides are unstable because many of the trees have been cut down for charcoal. The Haitian authorities have pleaded with earthquake survivors living in flimsy tents in the crowded camps to leave for safer ground. But many people have nowhere to go.
That's the BBC's Laura Trevelyan in Port-au-Prince. That powerful earthquake hit Haiti back in January, leaving tens of thousands of people homeless. The crash of an Aero-Caribbean plane in Cuba has killed all 68 people aboard. Shannon Novak in Miami reports the plane went down yesterday in a mountainous region of central Cuba after issuing an emergency call.
One of the last flights fleeing Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and the approaching storm Tomas ended in a ball of fire in Cuba's Santi Spiritus province. The turboprop plane stopped in Santiago de Cuba and was en route to the country's capital, Havana. On board were 61 passengers and a crew of seven. 28 of the passengers were foreign. Their country of origin is not yet known. There are reports the pilot did have distress communication with the tower and then the signal was lost. Witnesses on the scene described the aircraft as completely engulfed in fire. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
In Pakistan, a private plane chartered to an oil company has crashed, killing all 21 aboard. This is NPR News. Five countries and the U.S. have put out travel advisories for the Philippines, citing an increased risk of terror attacks. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports government officials in the Philippines are downplaying concerns.
Travel warnings to the Philippines are coming from France, the U.S., U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. They tell their nationals to stay away from malls, airports, and other large gathering places where foreigners may be throughout the country. Officials with the Philippine Armed Forces and the National Police have said they don't have intelligence on out-of-the-ordinary threats, but security is on highest alert. Rodolfo Mendoza, a security expert and terrorism researcher, told foreign reporters these countries' state departments are well equipped to gather intelligence.
The advisory is highly credible and reliable.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino wasn't happy that his administration didn't know about the advisories, which came from ally countries. He told reporters they would cause unnecessary anxiety for citizens. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
A memorial service and moment of silence are being held later today at Fort Hood, Texas. Today marks 1 year since 13 people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a gunman opened fire. U.S. Army psychiatrist Major Nadal Hassan is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. At today's service, a 6-foot-tall rectangular block of granite will be unveiled, etched with the names of the victims. Army Chief of Staff General George Casey and Army Secretary John McHugh are among those who will be at Fort Hood. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.